Chapter 12. The Mystery Solved. The men didn't get there until the afternoon of the 12th. They're sure that nobody left the island before then. It's not possible, said Thomas Legg of Scotland Yard.
I know, sir, agreed Officer Main quietly.
10 people are dead on an island, and there isn't a living person anywhere. It doesn't make sense, Legg continued. Somebody killed them, but who? Is there nothing in the doctor's report to help us?
No, sir, Main said.
Wargrave was shot through the head, and Lombard through the heart. Mrs. Rogers, Miss Brent and Marston were poisoned. Rogers and MacArthur were hit on the head from behind, and Bloor from above. Armstrong drowned, Vera Claythorne was hanged. And the people of Sticklehaven, didn't they notice anything? Legg asked angrily. They know that a Mr. Owen bought the island. A Mr. Morris, Isaac Morris, did everything for him.
And what does he say about all this?
He can't say anything, sir. He's dead. We think he had a criminal past. We can't prove it because he was a very careful man. He bought Soldier Island. But for Mr. Owen. He told the people in Sticklehaven a story about a group of people spending a week on the island as a kind of game. The group needed to be alone, so nobody must go near the island. In Sticklehaven, people weren't surprised, sir. Elmer Robson, the American, owned the island before that, and he had some very strange parties. I'm sure that the people of the village just accepted it. Fred Narracott took the guests out there. He was surprised that they were all so quiet and ordinary. That's why he finally decided to go to the island.